Right now, it is time to travel a long way. Time to go to Jaisalmer, India, and bring in Arjun Singh. Arjun, good day.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Where are you?
Home. At home.
Okay. Well,
I can always tell when he's home. I can always tell when Arjun's home.
No weddings?
No, the sound quality.
No weddings, but at other program, we are just preparing to go there. It's another dinner party. Actually, one of my uncle, he just bought a home, new home there. And so if you enter in your home for the first time, then you have to just arrange a party for your relatives, you know, for your friends. So we have a dinner party. It's about 300 people. So we are just going to our uncle's home. It's a new home. And I just went to the market with Girdha to buy a small gift for the family there. And it's a statue of Lord Ganesha, because Ganesha is supposed to be very good when you start something new. So it's just like a small painting or kind of a statue of Lord Ganesha. So we bought it and we packed it. So now just after an hour, we will go to the old city. It's not very far. It's about 10 minutes walking distance from my home. And we will go there, meet my all family members, uncles and aunts and grandparents and all. So it's going to be a family party tonight.
All right. So now I have a question for you. Two things. You posted on your Facebook page some video of an event going on in the evening in the desert. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's sand dunes, because we have that, I think we have desert festival on 16th, 17th and 18th of February this year. So this is the last month of the tourist season, because in March and April, then we have a bit hot and then no more tourists. So my family, Girdha, especially told me to just go to the some sand dunes and spend some time there, because lots of people, thousands of tourists, they always go there. So Girdha always listens these stories in his school with his friends there. So that's why we plan to go to the some sand dunes. It's about 40 kilometers far from here. And one of my cousin brother, he owns a camp there. So we just called him and he invited us for dinner, and that's why we went there to spend some 3 or 4 hours, because to stay there, it's quite expensive. They have some tents and camps there. So we just decided to just spend evening there and see the cultural program, and then come back to have dinner with my family. So we went there at 5 in the evening, and then we went to the dunes there. We spent some time, just experienced the sunset, and then we came back to that resort, to that camp. And then there was some cultural program, as I think you saw on that video. So especially the local people, the singers, they sing, and then some gypsy girls, they were dancing there, and some tourists were there. So it's not, I think it was not crowded in that camp, but 20 people were there. And so that was wonderful program. And that's why I think it's good for my friends on Facebook, that they can see a little picture of Jaisalmer. And then I posted about that evening on Facebook live video, and I hope you really enjoyed it.
All right. With that being said, you instructed many months ago. You told us about the world's largest statue, which is finished construction in India, and there was a news story about how they have to relocate all the crocodiles around the statue. There was some concern about that, but they caught all the crocodiles and moved them away from being around the statue.
Crocodiles?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you know?
you know, in the same thing, like in the camp where we went, they have some rabbits in a small cage there. And for us, it's, I think I for first time in my life, I touched just like I went very close in the what they say, I call them rabbit, but they say they have some other names, like guinea pigs, or I'm not very sure about it. Is there any animal with the name of the guinea-like?
Guinea pig.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're guinea pigs, yeah.
Oh, okay, guinea pigs. But for me, I thought they are like rabbits, because they were looking like rabbit.
They're small.
So, yeah.
I mean, guinea pigs, they're not quite like rabbits, but they're like, you know, that size.
Well, they'll live a lot longer there, as long as the crocodiles aren't around.
So the people here, actually, when you see these kinds of things like wild animals or anything, we are not habitual of these things, because if you see some other of my videos, you can see cows and goats on the roads and dogs on the roads everywhere. They're wandering here. But if you talk about some other kind of animals like crocodiles, you just only watch it on the TV there. That's the only way. I have never seen a crocodile in my life, as I think I have never seen any crocodile. So of course, if you just see a crocodile alive, I think it's a new experience for us, for you, and you will forget everything. You will forget a historical monument. You will not see it there, and you will see the crocodile. So of course, it's something special for the people here if they see these kinds of things here.
All right, now I would like to just go back to who's making the food for 300 people.
They just hired some people, some professionals, and they make it's a pure vegetarian dinner party. And what we really eat is some like curry, spicy curries, and chapatis, rice, and then some sweets. So as I think, we have a one party working here in Jaisalmer. They go for weddings and these kinds of. So the people pay. They pay according to the quantity of the sugar. What kind? How much sugar you just consume? It's like if you just consume 1 kilogram, then they have certain rates for that. If you consume 50 kilograms, then you have to pay certain rates. So they just charge on the consumption of sugar. So then everything is with that, rice, chapatis, and curry. They cook everything, but you have to pay for the sugar. So I think for us tonight, I think they have to just consume more than 70 or 80 kilograms sugar, and then they charge like that. So here people, if you go and you say that I want you to cook food for 200 people, and then they will ask you about the sweets, and then you tell that I have these two or three sweets, and then they will say, okay, you need such kind of this quantity of sugar, and we will charge this. So people here charge according to the use of sugar.
You know what I would do if I was cooking for 200 people in India?
Yeah.
I'd get a lot of chipotles and stuff like that, and I'd get a lot of beans and stuff like that, and I'd make a huge pot of chili.
Well, we have the garlic chutney, of course, everywhere.
Yeah. That would be good. I'd enjoy that. I'd go to anybody's house opening if there was a large pot of chili.
Well, good, Marshall, because I can just see you. I absolutely see you as our cultural attaché in India.
It would not be good.
It would just be ridiculous.
It would be hard. India would reject the United States if I came over there as the cultural attaché.
Be baffling. All right, so just how do they calculate the amount of how do they calculate that?
Well, the people mostly they like to eat sweets, of course.
Okay.
So most of the people, when you start your food, it's not like the food which you take here, because I think when you go in a big metropolitan cities or in restaurants, you eat and then you get dessert in the end, the sweets in the end. Here in Jaisalmer, in my locality, as I think, I have been brought up in such an atmosphere here in my society with my friends and family. We start with sweets, and people, they eat a lot of sweets. So the cook and the people who cook food for you, they are very wise and intelligent. They know that the people, they are going to eat so much sugar for that. So they calculate according to the use of sugar, and they know that if you are like 200 people or 300 people, and then they know how much sweets they are going to cook, and if the sweet is enough, because the people, they eat sweet much, because when for example I'm going to eat there, so of course the dal or the vegetables or the curries, the chapatis or the rice, everything is at my home and we eat it every day. So but when you go for a dinner, you get something new which is sweet. So people like to eat a lot of sweets, and that's why the cooks who cook the food, they charge and they get well for that.
All right, well, Arjun, you're gonna have to post pictures about this on your Facebook page, and we'll find out how the dinner for the new house went next week. Okay.
Of course. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun tonight.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, sir.
Take care. That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world to Jaisalmer, India.